This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a bill to raise the federal minimum wage for the first time in a decade. It's $7.25 an hour and would go to $15 by the year 2025. Democrats strongly support the bill, but it's unlikely that Republicans who control the Senate will take it up anytime soon. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes us through some key numbers.
$7.25 an hour buys about 15% less today than it did back in 2009 after adjusting for inflation. More than half the states have now adopted minimum wages higher than the federal standard. University of Oklahoma economist Gary Hoover says where neighboring states have different minimum wages,
it might be advantageous for an employer to go from one border to the other,
relocating to find cheaper workers. In theory, workers can move from lower to higher minimum wage states. Letitia Eborn supports her 9-year-old son working for $7.25 an hour at a Burger King in Durham, North Carolina.
That would be a blessing to move to another state that's higher with the minimum wage, but we got to have money. I can't save enough right now to just pack up and leave.
California, Washington, and Massachusetts have a $12 an hour minimum wage now, while Washington, D.C. tops out at $14 an hour. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.